RK101, positive or negative or neutral, how are you? Can bring up this that I've seen that well, it used to be quite common here in Sweden in the Krishna Conscious Movement, and I still see it on some older devotees. And I don't know about you younger ones. A certain negativity. He is bad, she is bad, this is wrong, that is wrong, and so on. I remember entire lectures given by lecture givers who turned them into dark humor comedies. About how bad and crazy and terrible and useless everything is out there. Outside of our group. And then I remember especially one of those, he continued that everything and everyone is bad outside of my flank of the group. And then eventually everyone, it seems, is bad. And yes, I know that devotees in general don't like to talk about this. Things. I think it's criticism or negativity in itself. So, and I guess I have been and were or are still maybe accused of being such a negative person because sometimes I bring up things that I consider need to be corrected. But the reason I'm doing that is because certain things, you know, there is group psychology, there is religious institutions, this and that, which I always were skeptical against because I could see from my Christian tradition here in Sweden how hypocrisy sneaks in and so on. And I saw much the same things creep into ISKCON, and my conclusion is that it's more a group psychology thing, a social disease, you could say. And why do I then speak about it? Because the way I say devotees should be happy and friends and optimistic and positive, and yes, we got a good thing here going. So when people get into that kind of negative mood, then well, I think you got reason to suspect that maybe there is some depression there lurking behind, something that shouldn't need to be there, and that's why I sometimes speak up like this. Let's take it from there.